rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 7:39. Brock, Hunter.
What's happening? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing over there?
Not bad. It's Monday, but you know what? Hey.
What?
Not too angry about the rain today. I'm going to be honest with you.
Is it supposed to rain today?
Oh, yeah. Dude, today and tomorrow. Yeah, we're getting some rain. It's raining right now, I think.
Is it?
So, yeah, you justify a nap today. That's
nice.
Sure.
Nice. Good nap. Actually, I'm going to have to tell Kiki to close the top on the camper. I think I forgot to close the little vent up on top.
Yes.
You're getting wet in there.
Dude, you've had some bad luck with that camper.
I tell you what, you got a hobo staying in it. Now I've left the top part open. Cripes.
Have we talked about that? We got to talk about that at some point.
People, for some reason, just comment on random posts that you put on Marketplace when they have no intention of. Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, anyway.
Hilarious. Anyway, real quick, this story will be coming soon on the Plan B Morning Show. Well, Brock, who is like the monk, he's a germaphobe, right?
Yeah.
Goes into his camper to get it ready for his camping trip this past weekend. Somebody's been living in
some it. Some hobo's been living in my camper. So, I don't know. We'll figure it out. We got to get to topic of the day.
People, just saying.
It's terrible. Your topic for today, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Start a new career. Great pay, amazing benefits, awesome work environment. Special-Lite.com right here in Southwest Michigan.
Stop living in Brock's camper and get a job.
Get a job, you bum. What is perfectly legal but creepy as hell? All right? Totally fine within the confines of the law, but when you really break it down, it's creepy.
Can I just kick it off with the ultimate answer?
Yeah, what do you got?
Child pageants. Let's just get that one out of the way.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a weird thing, dude. All right. Let me read. So this is a comment. Let me read this real quick. So almost all of my child from 1997 to 2012-ish, I competed in child beauty pageants. I'm talking about the whole fake hair, fake tan, fake teeth, full 20 pounds of makeup on six-year-old children. Competed all over the country at national pageants. They would have hundreds and hundreds of contestants. This would happen about every 1 to 2 months. She said it was a creepy part of my childhood. Almost forced to do it because my mom wanted me to do it so badly.
Yeah. Completely legal. Weird. Very, very weird.
Dude, fake teeth.
Creepy. Yeah.
Fake tan.
Put in
fake
those
hair.
Put those baby dentures in. You know, you got to have
What are you doing?
You know, those pearly whites.
Destroying that child. So I'm scrolling down and people are asking this girl, you know, so are there any good things that came out of it? She said, yes, there was one good public speaking.
Yeah, that's
She's
it.
Like, I feel good about public speaking.
There's a lot of other things you can do to get practice public speaking instead of throwing in some fake teeth in a toddler and spray tanning them. Absolutely.
Such just a weird thing.
Here.
To me, it's like people rallying around it for so long. Like nobody in the back was like, hey,
this is creepy.
It's kind of weird.
Anybody else think this is creepy?
Anybody?
Yeah. All right, little Susie, get out there in front of those people, and they're going to judge you while you're in a swimsuit. No.
Jeez, dude.
No. This is weird, man. Yes. I think it's a great answer. Great answer. Creepy as hell, but still legal for some reason.
It was awkward and weird to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, like
you're just
it's
jealous.
Like weird that it's a thing.
You're just jealous that you never won Little Miss Princess in all those years ago.
My dream as a child, right?
He was. They robbed you. You were robbed.
I was robbed of a crown.
Good answer. Mine, I was thinking about this because I'm like, all right, what's legal but also creepy? And first I thought about like massages, which I can go anywhere.
You know?
I can go anywhere to a massage parlor and pay a random stranger to rub all over my body, okay? Which is kind of a weird thing.
It's a funny answer because I got my mom a massage, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know if I'm going to be down for this or not. So I got an hour massage. So she gave half of it to my dad. So my mom and dad each went and got a half hour massage. Dad loved every bit of it, man. He would have paid more to stay in there. He loves getting, you know.
Yeah. Get rubbed down.
My mom, like as soon as like the person opened the door, she was out of it. She was out of the room. Ah, I can't do it. She like freaked out. Came home. She was like, I'm like asked her about it. I'm like, what happened? Was it like a creepy person? No.
Well, and I'm not saying
it was nice. It was a comfortable setting.
Yeah.
She was like, it was just weird of like a stranger touching me.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It's and not knocking massage therapists, but I mean, their job is to rub strangers. And I mean, you just, I'm going into a room, all right? Dim lights, candles, soft music playing.
A little something in it.
And then someone who I've never met before is going to come in while I'm laying naked under a towel, and
starts
they're just going to, it's creepy, man. It's when you really break it down, it's creepy.
Starts breathing on you.
Yeah. Does that feel good? That feel good?
Here's the thing. Yeah. All right, I've never gotten a professional massage.
Oh, they feel great.
I've never gotten the Robert Kraft massage either. But here's a question I have. So when you go, do you have a choice? Like, if a guy rubs you or a girl or hey, that person over there? Like,
no, it's not like going to a whorehouse. I'm like, I want that one over there.
And you don't get a choice, do you?
I'm sure there are certain ones you can select. I mean, like, okay, do you want like a more deep tissue massage? Well, they're going to bring in the big Swedish broad for that. I'm not 100%. Again, I don't spend a lot of time hanging around massage parlors, okay? But yeah, I think the whole thing, you know, it's big business.
Maybe we'll put it that if you're hanging around a massage parlor, legal.
Yeah.
A little creepy.
I'm here for my daily massage. Get out of here, weirdo. Get out of here. Yep. So that's my answer. That and also public porno theaters where you can just go sit in a theater.
What?
And watch
the F,
porn,
dude,
with other people. Like watching a movie, but instead of it being like a blockbuster, it's a nut buster. Okay, that's what it is.
No. Let's just break this down real quick because I know we got to take a break real quick. How was that even a thing? Yeah. I know I wasn't alive and I wasn't born.
Oh, they're still around, buddy.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you just walk into a theater and you go watch a porn.
Yeah.
You sit down with your popcorn.
Yeah.
And you walk. What?
Yep. Oh, yeah, those are still a thing. Smut theaters, absolutely. Hell, Pee Wee Herman got busted one like a decade ago, wasn't he in there?
There's no way that was. I still don't believe it.
Yeah, it's real. Real stuff, buddy.
You walk into a theater, so there's other people there with you.
Yeah.
Looking around, hey, did you see that scene? Like, yeah. What?
Yeah. There's applauding, there's credits.
I think there's
trailers, you know, for other pornos that you can come back and see.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally. So those are my two answers. But all right, we do have to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's something that's completely legal, just creepy as hell? All right, we're going to get your answers. We come back. Stick around. We are mine.
Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Come on.
7:54, Brock Hunter.
What's happening? Hey, did you get your, you left your camper vent open or something?
Yeah, just the top vent. I got it. It was good.
Now, you know what you should have done? You should just ask the bum who's been staying in it to shut it for you.
Hey, bum, could you close up the top part? I got it, Brock. Don't worry about it.
Doesn't have a cell phone. Damn.
Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. What is perfectly legal but creepy as hell? All right, it's fine. You can do it. It's legal. It's legal.
Dude, I think you got the answer. I think you got the gold medal on the answer, and it's the what do they call them? The theater,
the XXX theaters.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't think of anything more creepy than that.
It's pretty weird. Bad. We got some good answers on Facebook. Things that are completely legal but creepy as hell. Son of Sam said two-way mirrors.
Yeah. It's depending on what you're using it for. If you're not interrogating somebody, then it's kind of creepy.
If it's not in a police station, yes, very creepy. In a police station, commonplace, okay? Anywhere else, you're being creepy.
Where else would you need it? Where else do you need it?
Bathrooms? I don't know. What do you think?
No, that'd be considered creepy.
I don't know if I've ever seen like I'm sure I have out in public, like a two-way mirror. You know, maybe like on a storefront or something?
Maybe like a limo window or like tenant, you know.
Yeah.
It's the only other non-creepy thing I can think he'd use it for, though.
Yeah. Blake had a good answer. He said owning a bunch of porcelain dolls. How about just dolls in general? Not just porcelain dolls, but if like you go into someone's house.
Doll.
Yeah, and they just got like a bunch of dolls. Oh, yeah, come here and check out my Cabbage Patch Kid doll collection. No, I'm leaving now.
Seventh grade, I dated this girl and her best friend. We went over to her house. Rich house, dude, right on the beach, big house.
Yeah.
Big bedroom. We go into her bedroom. We're just kind of, you know, we're not doing it. We're just, you know, going to her bedroom. Her whole top of, like, she had a shelf. You know where, like, in college you put all the beer bottles?
Yeah.
Dolls. Yeah. dolls.
Just full of dolls.
All the way around the top of her room.
Maybe like were they the American Girl dolls or whatever?
Just old, like, dolls, you know, the ones that would blink, like, too creepy, all dressed up. I walked in, I'm like, are you serious? You sleep in here? She's like, I know, it is kind of creepy, isn't it? I'm like, kind of. These things run around at night. You know that, right?
I turn them around at night so they don't watch me while I sleep.
Jesus, dude, it was weird.
Completely legal. Completely legal. Just
a little creepy.
Creepy as hell.
A lot of creepy.
What about Mark's answer? One with that. He said, going trick-or-treating as an adult. Completely legal. Kind of creepy. I mean, on the list of things, I think that's fairly low on the creepy scale. But if you don't have a kid with you and you're just walking up to my house like, hey, trick or treat, you're a grown man.
I disagree almost because I think we should have an adult trick or treat. So the kids get it this one day, right? And now you kids got to stay at home, eat your candy. Now the adults are going to go out.
See, but that's different, though. That's if you're going out. I mean, if we set up a different holiday, but until we have that day, if you're just a grown man in a Spider-Man costume walking around with a grocery bag asking for candy.
See, here's what we do at our house. We always have shots set up for the adults. So the kids get candy and, hey, you want a shot? I know you're walking around and, you know.
Yeah. Get you boozed up. Deal with the pain of that child. Yeah, I think in the actual full spectrum of Halloween, as an adult, you shouldn't just be going door to door. Where's your kid? He's at home? this is just for me. I'm picking up candy for him. Get out of here.
You know what's crazy about trick-or-treating, too, and how it's changed over the years. Dude, our parents used to be like, yeah, just go out. Just be back by dark.
Yeah.
Even a little after dark, you're fine. Go to strangers' houses for the entire night.
Which actually, trick-or-treating in general, really, when you think about it, is kind of it's totally legal, but kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Right?
That's just a tradition, dude. I mean, it was a lot different back in the day.
But still break it down, though. Like, it's just not anymore, because now everyone's so paranoid now, as they should be. But, we just send children out to go get candy. The one thing we were told not to take from strangers is candy, except for this one day a year.
Except this one day.
Totally fine.
All the strangers in the world you can get candy from.
I want you to go to as many houses. You knock on as many strangers' doors as possible. And you take candy from them. You take food from them. Okay?
Dude, we used to, like, some houses, like, get invited in.
Yeah.
And it was fine. Nothing happened or anything. But, like, thinking about that now, I'm like, oh, my God.
It's always a little sketch. It was always a little sketch, for sure.
A little sketch.
Yeah. Come on in and get this candy, little kid.
Why? Why do I got
to
go in?
Why don't you just toss the candy to me, old man, all right? I'm not coming in there. You just throw the candy on the porch here. I'll grab it, and then we'll go, and we'll end this little transaction, okay? Right. Coming in there. You and your weird dog in there.
Legal.
The candy's at the bottom of the well. Go get it. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more creepy coming up. Yeah, kind of creepy.
Rock.